Hello.
Hi, Dominic.
Yes.
Hi, Dominic. How are you doing? My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I would not ask you for a donation. Would you give me a few minutes to do this? Would that be okay?
This is due with the union? I'm retired, you know.
Yeah, but you're still paying your union dues, right?
Yeah.
Okay. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, in the union? How many years has it been?
I think it was about 17 years.
Okay, thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Terrazzo mechanical finisher, plasterer, tile marble finisher, marble mason, tile setter, stone mason, cement mason, bricklayer.
Mason, stone mason, yeah.
Okay.
Mason.
And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, helper, or improver?
Just a mechanic.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working on the trade? You just told me that you retired, but I need to hear from you. I know you said you retired. So,
yeah.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade? No, right? You retired?
No. Retired.
Thank you, sir. Now, personally, how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Well, I'm retired, so I haven't looked for any work.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get this sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
To be honest with you, I really don't know. I haven't been looking.
Okay. And do you get this sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I still don't know.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
Don't know.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
A job steward? No.
Thank you. Speaking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I have no clue.
Okay, thank you. Now looking at your county economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Repeat that, please.
Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Doesn't seem to be getting any better.
So,
no, I'd say worse.
Okay, thank you. Switching gears a little bit, thinking about your work on the job site when you was working, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, and safe power tools, no real safety concerns.
You have to repeat that.
Okay. Dust, air quality, COVID-19, poor risk.
Yeah, air quality.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Okay, in person or online?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing, yes or no?
Political what?
Canvassing. Canvassing? You know, for political?
I don't understand that question.
Okay. And now, picketing? Yes or no? Have you participated
in this? I still don't understand.
Picketing, you know, when you go on, when there's a strike, have you participated?
Yeah, no, I haven't picketed at all, no.
Okay, thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on, regularly, occasionally, or never?
I haven't worked in the past 12 months.
Okay, thank you. And changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the ones that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. I have six. I'm going to read them to you. Tell me which one is the top one to the last one. Local TV news programming, cable news.
Yeah, TV.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
TV.
Okay. The next one is cable news, radio, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, print or online newspapers.
Just TV, local TV.
Okay, that's the first one. There's six of them. I want you to tell me from one to six. The next one will be, what's another one, another source that you will get it on, the second one.
Radio. Cable news.
Thank you.
Radio.
Thank you. And the next one is cable news, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, print or online newspapers.
I don't have an internet.
Okay.
And I don't participate in social media.
How about friends and neighbors?
Friends and neighbors. Well, my daughter's next door, so.
Okay. Thank you. And the other ones you said that you don't participate, you don't have an internet, and how about print or online?
No.
Oh, that's how about cable news? Anything on cable news?
I do have it, but normally I don't watch it that much.
Okay. I got you. Okay, that's it. Okay. And move right along. Now, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Immigration, healthcare, education, the environment, a job?
Immigration.
Okay.
Immigration.
Thank you. As you may know, BAC, BAC, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards, Bacon-Davis standards, to fairly finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No, thank you. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on fairly financed projects. Would you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it? Very important, somewhat important?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection or of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no clue.
Okay. And that's okay. Anyway, this is your opinion that we're interested in. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I haven't really paid that much attention to it, so I have no clue.
Okay, thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. I'm going to read them. His job as president overall. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Immigration. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Healthcare, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. The economy, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly? Thank you. Support for labor unions, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Thank you. Foreign affairs, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove strongly.
Thank you. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling this job? Approve or disapprove the way Congress is doing this job?
Nope, I don't know.
Okay. Don't know or neither approve or disapprove?
Yeah, I don't approve or disapprove.
Oh, okay, thank you. And are you registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I know that it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and all the offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Certain.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Well, I wouldn't divulge that no matter what. That's up to me.
Okay.
I'll decide when the time comes.
Okay, thank you. And just to know, do you find it useful to receive information from your unions, from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And turning back to BAC, how would you raise the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good, it's fair.
Thank you. And how would you rate the
overall? Okay, this going to take much longer?
No, we're almost done. We are 80%. Only a few more questions. And
80%.
Yeah. It goes fast. Just tell me when, you know, as soon as I ask you the question, just let me know. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And how could the union best improve its representation and service? Just one thing we'll do. I have to write it down. So it'll be like a specific. This is how they can improve. What you feel, how you think, your opinion, or how they can improve.
I have no idea.
Okay. Thank you. No idea. Okay. And what do you think the union's top priorities should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on, in your opinion? What do you think should be a priority for them to work on? You know, there's many
Health insurance. There we go.
That's a good one. Health insurance. Okay, thank you. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, mail, text, job site, union meetings?
Meetings, fine.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to be back? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Once a year.
Thank you. Okay. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
That's my personal preference.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as closer to a Republican or the Democratic Party?
That's my personal business.
Okay. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
What is what?
Your race.
Oh, sure, I'm Italian.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and finally, strictly for the verification purpose by my supervisor, and I just have your first name.
Dominic.
Thank you, Dominic. I do appreciate it. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a nice night. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.